Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We've got Eric who's waiting to get in. Anybody else want in? You're more than welcome. 713-780-37. We got a long segment here. They'll combine, so we got plenty of time for you to get in. 9:15, we will play. What did you learn this week on the show? In one sentence.
Here's a gambling angle for you guys. I just found the over 2.5 total goals in the match for in a France match is 11 of their last 11. Have gone over when it's been 2.5 goals. 11 of 11. And they play Norway today, and it's 11.
Ooh, that's a good game,
and it's 2.5.
Yeah. You see what Holland said after?
What?
They asked him about the chance to win the group. He was like, we'll probably lose. They're probably going to win the World Cup.
Who said that?
He was the man of the match, and they asked him after the game about the prospect of playing France for a chance to win the group. He goes, they're pretty good. They'll probably beat us and then go win the World Cup.
Okay.
All right.
Well, they're pretty good.
They are pretty good. They're really good.
They're pretty good. So over 2.5 on France, the French game. Okay. Let's get Eric in here. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I heard that Brittany, the weather lady from Channel 2, she wanted to wear a little bit more shorter skirts, and KPRC said no. I heard rumblings that she might start an OF.
That's not true.
Also heard Bree Berry's coming back to Channel 11, not Channel 13. Wanting up to listen.
Yeah. Bree Berry moved over to Channel 11.
All that other stuff we cannot verify.
I don't know OF.
Or that she wanted to wear shorter skirts.
Yeah, I don't know that.
But yes, Bree Berry is back in town.
Bree Berry is back in town.
Which was very exciting for Art and now Eric.
Yes. Those two are excitable about Bree Berry. I don't know about Brittany Begley.
That's her name. Yeah, I don't know anything about her.
I don't know about anything about that. But okay, that's the rumor mill. Well, we don't mind giving putting rumors out.
Well,
there.
The thing with Eric is,
it did turn into a rumor fest today.
Well. Yeah. Eric, when he says rumblings, he didn't hear anything. He just made it up.
He just makes that stuff up.
Yeah.
He'll call my show and go, I've heard rumblings about stuff. It's not rumblings. You didn't hear
anything. He just made that up.
He just made that up. Or it's
rumblings?
Yeah. It's either he just made something up, like he just said, or it's verifiable information. He didn't hear rumblings. It's just, everyone knows it. He just brings it up to
to use the streets.
You hear it from the streets?
Yeah. The streets you just say talking? The streets can get away with saying all kinds of stuff if you just say it's... That's what the streets are saying.
What are the streets telling you?
Right now that Mbappe's not playing today.
Oh!
Mbappe's not playing?
That's what the streets are saying.
What? Is that true?
The streets are telling them, John. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong.
They're not right.
They're not right. Why would you say that?
He said the streets are telling them.
You know what? It was Bourbon Street. It's drunk.
No.
And it smells like whiz. No. You can't listen to Bourbon Street. It's one of the stinkiest streets out there.
It's Bourbon Street. They cleaned it up. They really have. Yeah, you can't urinate just anywhere.
Streets that smell like pee are low on my list of things I like.
I mean, they're still
these are a few of my favorite things.
There's still drunks laying on the
that
side
smell
of the road,
like piss and the drunks laying down next to it.
It's not one of your favorite things.
Taking up seats and turning the bus stop into a homeless encampment. Bum, 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 bum. I had one outside of my neighborhood. I was like, oh, no. This bus stop has just turned into a problem.
By outside your neighborhood, you mean right down the block?
I mean right outside the neighborhood.
Yeah, right.
I mean right outside the neighborhood. And I'm like, this can't stand.
So did you call the HOA? NIMBY.
I just threw hot water on people.
No.
No, I didn't do that. I just noticed it was gone one day. Well, I'll give you the whole, I can't say it on the air. I'll give you the whole rundown.
It was gone. You mean the people? Wow, well, he refers to the
area.
Those people as it.
Well, the area was gone.
It
had become its own thing.
Hmm.
And wait until I tell you what it had become. This is not a lie, what I'm going to tell you during the
break.
John,
are you surprised by the way he talks about people?
No.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein Heiler.
It.
I'm a really good person.
It.
No, you're not, Stefan Diggs.
I told my wife that the other day. She said, why did you? I said, I'm a really good person. I said, that's the first time I've been able to use that. I loved it. It felt great.
It did feel great.
I'm a really great guy.
I'm a great guy.
That's what I said.
I'm a great guy.
I'm a really great guy. Or no, I'm a great guy. Let me hear
I'm
it.
A great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
Okay, I'm going to use that. That's, there it is. I'm locked in now.
That's it. I think we've hit most everything today. I think we did pretty good today.
Well, we got breaking news.
We gave Imai a new nickname.
Sticking with baseball, the Mets, after their disastrous start to the year, have fired Carlos Mendoza, their manager.
It's his fault they made six errors, infield errors
the
other night?
Someone has to pay. I mean, Cohen's
Good
paying
Lord.
The salary, but someone has to pay for their disaster.
Because they can't catch a ground ball?
Someone's got to go.
Carlos Mendoza.
Got to go.
Six infield errors the other night. That is a
Why aren't y'all working on? Well, that sounds
that
like y'all
team
better.
Is a mess.
Sounds like your boys better start working on some fielding stuff.
Yeah, you think?
Why was Carlos letting him goof off?
Well,
not
no,
do any fielding stuff.
Not sure that, you know,
tighter reins.
You can blame him.
Someone did.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Kent Jones liked that spot, just so you know.
He did?
He liked
Good.
It.
Good. He's a man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
He treats us like queens when everyone else tries to treat us like sorry people.
Then we're not the sorry people.
Well,
to be fair to everyone else, they're right.
We kind of are.
We're kind of the sorry people.
Yeah. In comparison to others.
We're kind of the sorry people.
Yeah.
See it that way.
Jordan went 0-for-4 last night, screwed up my pick.
Is he the guy you had?
I had Jordan and Juan Soto last night, and Soto got a hit, and Jordan 0-for-4. What the shnikes, Jordan? Let's go. Pick it up. All right? And you know who I'm taking tonight? Jeremy Pena again. Jordan and Jeremy Pena. Although Altuve's been hitting lately, too, now. Altuve's been good. But Pena, holy crap, he's so good. Love me some Jeremy Pena. And Paredes has been on a tear. Paredes has been on an RBI tear.
Yeah, he has. He's had his little moments where when he gets dialed in, he can get going a little bit. He can, I don't want to say carry you, but he can get on a run.
Yeah.
Paredes has been a nice little acquisition.
So
I'm a fan of Paredes.
Yeah, we were talking what if Carlos comes back for the postseason?
Well, I mean, I thought that was a no-go.
I don't know. He might be able to.
Well, I mean, are you saying that based
Paredes
on Paredes
has an RBI in his last 5 games. One RBI in his last 5 games. He's got this month he's got 17 RBIs. He's got an 870 OPS this month. Paredes has been, I'm going to take him. Damn. Although he was 0-for-3 yesterday, too. But he had a hit, two hits, a hit, three hits, a hit, two hits, a hit, a hit, a hit. He was on a 10-game streak till it was broken up last night. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-game hitting streak.
Huh.
Yeah. So
you said an RBI in his last 5 games?
Yeah. One RBI each game.
That's pretty impressive for a team who...
Scored.
Who was scoring 2-3? They did get to 7 or 9 once. 2-1.
Yeah.
There's several games where they're not breaking the two run barrier.
2-2, 9-3-2, and he had an RBI in every one of them.
So he's consistently coming through.
Kind of important RBI.
That guy's driving in runs.
Really big.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Keith in here. 713-780-3776. What up, Keith?
Hey guys, happy Friday. Love the show. Want to make a shout out to SportsCenter anchor Linda Cohn, 34 years on the air. Tonight is going to be her last SportsCenter, a legend at ESPN. She's been on sports center my entire life. So I want to give a quick shout out to Linda Cohn. Second question is, what is going on with Stephen Kwan? His first 4 years in the bigs, he's been unbelievable. This year, if you look at his numbers, they're just a complete fall off. So I don't know what's going on with Kwan, but something seems off. You know, it's only his fifth year in baseball, and he's hitting terribly this year. But shout out Linda Cohn.
Yeah.
Streets are saying it's a rotator cuff injury.
What? He's just making stuff up now.
Well, the streets are telling him. The
streets told me.
You know who else is? I thought, and the Astros tried to get him, was Jaron Duran, and he's having an awful year.
Terrible year.
Yeah.
Stephen Kwan can hit too. And he is, Kwan's been an Astro killer in the past.
He can hit.
One home run and 211. He's got 13 RBIs, a home run, and hitting 211 this year.
Well, he's not getting paid like...
And then that rotator cuff.
No.
Like Tatis?
He's not getting paid like San Diego shortstop.
Tatis,
yeah. Yeah, he's not getting paid like him. Ooh, how many does he have now? Does he have more than one?
I mean, Kwan's not like a killer.
He's got three now?
Yeah. Maybe that jump started him.
That much money that you've guaranteed to Tatis, and there's nothing you can do. He's not tradable. You've got him. I mean, I think you only have him for 9 more years, so.
That's all.
You'll eventually be able to dump that contract in 9 years. Dummies.
Maybe it's just a bad year, Lance.
Yeah. I mean,
perhaps
honestly.
He's just having a down year. It happens.
You should not be able to have this kind of a down year when you are being paid over $300 million.
I mean, the power
guaranteed
numbers are
dollars.
Trash, but you know, it's getting on base a little bit. Average up to 283.
And Stephen Kwan's getting close to that big contract. This is his fifth year. And
picking a terrible time to have this kind of year.
Bad time to have a 580.
No, I mean, he's not a killer.
No, he's a 705, he's 793, 710, 772 OPS. He's a career 725, but he's got a 581 this year. 581 is terrible.
Right.
Especially for a guy with 250 at-bats already. Holy crap. He was a top-of-the-order guy. He got to be at the bottom of their order now, I would imagine.
Sorry, Kwaner. They call him the Kwaner on their broadcast.
Who's,
probably.
You sure they call him the Kwaner?
On their broadcast,
not
probably.
Expect it that to
whoever
be the case.
Whoever their broadcast.
Dispute that one.
Rick Sutcliffe or
the Kwaner.
The Kwaner?
Who's somebody from Cleveland?
I call him Quantico.
No, they probably say, you know, the Kwaner's just not.
What's her name was in that show?
Kwani. Or they say Kwani.
No.
They say Kwaner or Kwani.
Yeah. He was a top of the order guy. He bats last in her order now. Last. And. Of course, that's nice if he can get a hit and get around to the top of the order. But that's a killer. Well, you know, you count on Stephen
Kwan. So here are the nicknames, and none of them are Kwani or the Kwaner. You've got the Chosen Kwan, King Kwan.
Kwan?
Yes. Obi-Kwan Kenobi.
Oh, wow.
I mean, those are all right.
They're better than Kwani.
King Butter is not in there?
No.
No?
Well, my dad had some things to say yesterday.
Those of you who don't know, Lance is... Former brother, ex-brother-in-law, dubbed himself King Butter.
Oh, and legally changed it.
Legally changed his name to King Butter.
Yes, sir. It's been legally changed for a while.
What does King Butter mean? Like, did he work for a butter company?
I don't.
No, what does he mean?
Like, I don't know. It's online. I have no idea. I don't really dig into it anymore.
Well, no, but you have to. You never asked him, like, what does that mean? Why would you be King Butter? What does that mean?
I asked him when I ever get into it too far, just like, because then you get roped into
his
conversation.
He legally changed his name to King Butter.
Yes.
Wow.
It's legally changed, yeah.
It's a shame your sister.
Trust me, is it first and last?
It's a conversation
my
family has way more frequently than we should.
Is it first and last or just one name?
I don't know. I think
King is his first.
It's King and then Butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like God Sham God. Sham God Wells turned into God Sham God.
No, actually,
Jason turned into
God Sham God
turned into Sham God Wells because he was being made fun of.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, King Butter.
Oh, wait. My brother's listening.
Okay.
He goes, it means he is the boss because he is a king, and he is better because he's butter because he's on a roll. And that is seriously what he said.
See? Someone asked the question.
My brother said, and that is seriously what he said.
Someone have had to ask that question.
It means he is the boss. And he's on a roll because he took that straight from... It must be butter because he's on a roll. Who passed away? SportsCenter anchor Stuart. So Stuart Scott. He literally lifted that off Stuart Scott.
He must. That sounds like a Cosby Kid thing.
And Mike said,
"You must no, this be, is, he must be butter because he's on a roll.
He's on a roll, and that is seriously what he said.
No, that's not true. That can't be true,
to be
Mike.
True.
No, Mike knows this kind of stuff.
Mike, Dad, you cannot. There is zero.
If you knew him, you would know that
he legally changed his name.
Yeah, he legally changed his name. And I've also been told, I guess, that he said there's going to be repercussions for me bringing him up on the radio.
Oh, you're in trouble.
He said that years ago. I don't know. There's going to be repercussions.
Well, oh, I know what I learned on the show this week.
He's butter because he's on a roll.
He actually wasn't like...
That is so corny.
He did give me a really cool Christmas gift one time. It was like a Cesar Cedeno thing. He would give thoughtful Christmas gifts, just, you know.
He had a lot of time, apparently.
Just like to, you know, just paid for it by getting double and triple mortgages on the house that he stuck with my sister with. So that's a topic with the family, too.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's not a, I just can't believe, like, oh, he's about to call him Princess Margarine again. That's my dad. My dad calls him Princess Margarine every chance he can.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's
who does your dad like my less, sister, Jake Myers? Or
it has to be Princess Margarine.
Princess Margarine. But he just feels sorry for Jake, and he thinks he's a simpleton. I mean, I wish I could tell you something different. He's like, poor Jake. He's sitting there trying to talk to the guy
poor
first,
thing.
And the guy's just ignoring him. Then Jake's running in, and his, you know, his helmet's bouncing around. He looks like he doesn't know where he's going. He's like, my dad just Jake has just always bothered him.
Okay.
Jake's always bothered
him. When we come back.
And my sister, I want to make sure, she is the sweetest person in the world.
Which makes
like,
it worse.
The best. Yeah, because she's taking advantage of
it. Yeah.
So we're very protective of Nikki.
All right. We are going to break, and when we come back, what did you learn this week on the show? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this week on just this week.
You can't use King Butter. It's too soon.
that's what I
that
learned.
That was mine. I learned that he's King Butter because he's on a roll.
Do we have friends in play-by-play to do this? Can we get Glenn Davis to say that about Vinny Jr.?
Oh, that would be so.
If he scores a goal.
He must be butter.
He must be his name, Vinny Jr., his name must be butter because he's on a roll.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, that was a Stuart Scott thing. That's been done.
No, but still.
Not
I
done
mean,
for 15
if
years.
If Stuart Scott says it, it's cool, and you change your name. That's all there is to it, King Butter.
There's so much more I could tell you. I'm not going to.
But, okay, so 713-780-3776. Y'all haven't responded to this one nearly like on Mondays. What did you learn this weekend?
They really don't.
You really haven't. But if you do, what did you learn on the show this week in one sentence? 713-780-3776. I learned a long time ago that I love the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. I mean, it's so much easier. I've been to Vegas I don't know how many times. And I can tell you this, there's no difference. There is just no difference. You got a beautiful casino. Which I played in the Nugget Casino in Vegas. I don't know how many times. It's the same. The poker room is just as good as the one in Vegas, okay? The restaurants are all Landry's restaurants with the high quality there. You got the Vic and Anthony Steakhouse to all of the grotto, everything you could possibly want, okay? All of them. You got Asian. You got seafood. You got claim jumper. You got everything you could possibly want. 12 different restaurants. A wonderful golf course. I played. I don't know how many times we played tournaments there. It's great. The pool, which is, I mean, you got all that Houston talent at the pool. What? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's wonderful. It's great. There's nothing about this that isn't just so much easier and better. That to go to than doing all that to try to get to Vegas. You're looking for a great time. I'm telling you, 2 hours down the road, tank of gas there and back. Golden Nugget LC and the DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, by the way, GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. 917 ESPN 97.5. Look at this. People actually calling in. they like. What did you learn this week on the show? What did you learn this week on the show?
And let's throw in something here. We did this once, and you guys got out of pocket very recently. Relax. Let's not attack
people
too strongly. You did it that last time, and it went too far.
No, there's a theme here. What you learned this week on the show.
Yes, you don't need to attack someone as strongly as some of you did
the last
time. No,
that's why we had to get rid of Throw Shade Thursday. Because Fred always got attacked.
Well, he's not part of the show. He wasn't part of the show.
No, he wasn't part of the show, but it turned into, okay, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, people decided to use that as their runway to attack Fred Fowler.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. So we're just, what did you learn something on the show this week that you didn't know?
Who said throw some, make some shade? Where did that sound
throw from? Throw some, make it some. Steve McKinney.
No, he's Let's the one who kicked
some,
us make off.
Some. No. No, that was some caller.
That was some caller like an who Asian did that.
But Steve McKinney went, Let's throw some shade.
Yes, that was him. Yeah. Yes.
No, the one I'm talking about is throw some, make some.
It was a caller.
Shade.
Yeah,
that was
decided
great.
To be
that
very
was a great
funny.
Call. That was one of the best calls ever on this show. Let's throw some, make some shade. You got it?
I'm looking.
You're trying to find
I'm
it.
I'm trying to find it.
All right.
It's in the
so
archives.
So you learned something. Hey, you don't have to put all the whoever the answer.
Throw some, make some shade.
I throw some, make some shade. You don't have to put all those words. Just put the name up there, and we will go from there because it's going to be, we're going to rapid fire here. 713-780-3776. You learned something on the show, and just tell us what that is in one sentence. All right. We start with Chris. What did you learn on the show this week?
Caitlin Clark needs to learn MMA.
Caitlin Clark does need to learn MMA.
It gets a little physical with her.
Yeah.
Now, she also, she's not afraid to instigate.
No, she's on the verge of being suspended for a game for all her technicals.
Yeah, she talks.
She talks a lot of stuff.
She's a bit of a complainer.
Yep, yeah. Who's next? Not Lance. Not Lance is up next. What'd you learn this week on the show, Not Lance?
Good morning, gentlemen. Another Hall of Fame radio week in the books. What I wanted to share was that I learned on the show that after Jeff Van Gundy lost his chance to win the Ring of Power, he was tossed into the fires of Mordor.
Well, you did learn.
If you didn't listen, you don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means. Actually, it was relating a story from a time ago. But yes, you learned that. Maybe you didn't know that before, not Lance.
And technically, Jeff Van Gundy bit off Frodo's finger and then fell into the fires of Mordor.
If you want to be technical.
He wasn't thrown. His zeal to grab the ring led him to bite another person's or human being's. No, actually, not a human
a
being.
Hobbit.
It's a hobbit. Yeah. A living being's finger off, and then he fell into the pit.
Correct.
And it saved the world.
Correct. It saved the whole world.
So Jeff Van Gundy, hero.
Hero. But he's
he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like that.
And rightfully
so. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week on the show? Elliot, what did you learn this week on the show?
I learned this week that Lance isn't just the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. He's also a first ballot Hall of Famer at carrying groceries thanks to his 6'7" wingspan.
He's a grocery carrier
Hall of Famer because he has that 6'7" wingspan.
That's right.
Yes, he lines the groceries along his arm and carries them into the house.
How about that?
We did learn that this week.
We did learn
it
that.
Is from what I can tell, a unique approach. Most people just don't line the groceries along their arm.
No, and I carry them all in one hand.
Hands, grip strength. I have grip strength. That's how I do it.
Yeah, that's how I do it. But it's amazing. Like, if I got 30 bags, I'll put 29 in one hand and one in the other.
You feel like the one hand has to get you into the door, close the car door. It's all that stuff.
Right.
You don't distribute.
713-780-3776. Brad, what did you learn this week on the show?
I learned that Clara 100% makes Danny dress up like Paul Revere in the bedroom.
That who?
Danny, who else? I couldn't hear the first name.
Danny?
100% makes Danny dress up like Paul Revere in the bedroom.
Was that on the show this week?
I'm going to need a point of reference. I don't remember. There's a lot of things that happened on this show.
Paul Revere?
I don't remember talking about that. Maybe we did.
Maybe we did. Maybe we did.
Sorry, Brad. That one right over our heads.
Robert, what did you learn this week on the show? Robert.
No, this is great. Is he talking about a collector's firearm commercial? Are those the names of the two personalities? Is that what that is? I think so.
Oh, maybe.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
Got it.
Paul Revere. Oh, the
I think there's a commercial where
1776.
Danny and Claire do their thing, I think.
Yeah, Clara.
Clara, okay, there it is. Yeah. Robert put us on hold, which I appreciate.
Well, let's listen to his hold music.
Well, we'll have, and then we'll bring up Quinn. He wants to tell us what he learned.
Quinn, what'd you learn this week on the show?
I was just going to clarify about the Paul Revere, but somebody took it.
Yeah, it's a commercial.
Okay, it's Clara and
Danny from our collector's
firearm.
Danny,
you know why I love you? I didn't know that Clara loved him, but now I do.
Yeah, I thought they might have just been friends.
Like actors.
Yeah, but apparently there's a love there. So good to know that we will hear more.
Well, those are the real people.
From the Lovebirds. Well, yeah, they're the people behind collector's firearms.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I don't know about the dress-up thing.
I can't speak to what they're into.
I don't know about that, but I do know that they have memorable commercials.
And yes, they have taken by storm our audience.
To those.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, there's storylines going on and people remember them. Who hear them a lot because I'm here, don't I just hear some, and okay, it's another collector's firearms. I'm tuning out. I've heard it all the time. I hear it all the time. But there are people out there locked in because they do flip them. There are different things happening.
Right.
Probably every couple of weeks they switch them up. So shout out to collector's firearms.
I learned this week that I'm really bad at making up names.
What did you do this week?
When we were asking about...
Stanley Tucevic. Stanley Tucevic.
Yeah, I didn't... What were we talking about? Someone.
Since you added a Vich, was it a soccer player or something? It might have been a soccer player.
I don't know. Were asking, who did that? And I was like, Stanley Tucevic.
The great Stanley Tucevic. You can find him in the Devil Wears Prada series, amongst other things.
Well, that's not Stanley Tucevic.
Who is that?
That's Stanley Tucci.
Oh.
He's different.
Those are different people?
They're different people.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah. I mean.
I thought he had shortened his name. No. So Hollywood would accept him. I don't know.
Got it. I'm not good at making up. Like, Lance can make up names on the.
Yeah. That's true. We all have our strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But to be honest, nothing Lance has ever done with the name is funnier than what you did.
Well, that's just. I think it's just bad. But yeah, it was so bad.
It was funny. Robert continues.
Did you learn anything on the show this week?
What did I learn? I learned you can call someone an Eskimo friend.
I learned about King Butter.
We were told we couldn't use that. But that's the biggest thing I learned, that why he came up with the name. He's the boss, and he's on a roll.
Why did Robert call in and put us on hold? I want to hear his music again.
He might have assumed it would take a while to get to him, and he just decided.
Or he's at the drive-thru. Or make it doing his order.
Maybe, but now we're in.
We've had that before.
That's
happened. Hey, hold on, guys, just a second.
Like, you called us.
Yeah.
But it's been 3.5 plus minutes.
I want an egg McMuffin, a hash brown.
Is that your McDonald's order?
And an orange juice. Yeah.
I used to be, like, if I could go sit down, I don't ever go there for breakfast or really anything anymore. I was a hot cakes guy as a kid.
You were?
Yeah. I like a not real pancake from time to time.
That's not me. Yeah. Not me.
But not anymore.
Always
a McGriddle I'll go with sometimes. And a McMuffin.
I'll do that too. Yeah. With bacon or with the Canadian. Whatever it was.
Their version of ham, whatever they want to call it. Yeah.
All right. We are done. Good job. People, you actually responded this week. I appreciate you. Nice job. And we got another segment. If you don't want to do what did you learn this week, you guys still got time. We got one more segment. Then we got News of the Weird. Then we're going to call it a week. And we appreciate you. I got to tell you right here and right now that I appreciate HR&P. I appreciate HR&P for what they do. They're good friends. And you can tell that people believe in them you can tell by how many testimonials they get on this air. Okay, obviously it's a radio station, so but if they, why would they say anything about them if they didn't believe in them? They don't have to come in here. They have to, the owners of these companies have to come up here. They have to cut a spot, and they have to, you know, and give a testimonial for HRMP. But there's no reason to do that unless you believe in them. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody that works with HRMP believes in them, believes in what they do for them, believes that they are getting the best deal that they can on the payroll and the HR. They're getting it, the technology, which is unbelievable, all right, proprietary technology that people want to buy from Mike Holley, but he says, no, I'm going to keep on doing this. I love helping the people that we're helping. The business is awesome. It keeps on growing. More and more people are learning that HRMP is the way to go if you've got payroll and HR, whatever the case may be. And you could have an admin company. Take a look. Take a look. You're just, oh, we got an admin company. We don't feel like rocking the boat. Well, hey, maybe you're losing a lot of money with that admin company, and HRMP can do it better. Why don't you find out? They're here, right here, local personalized service, as opposed to those giant corporations that are going to, they make a lot of money, and maybe they're making a lot of money from you. All right, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, this is our penultimate segment of the week, okay, because we're about out of time. We haven't talked Astros in a while. Tatsuya Imai was fantastic again last night. I mean, he had that Bugs Bunny pitch going on, and he had a fastball that just rides it high and tight, and just they can't catch up to it. But he had so many swings and misses in the dirt. He sets them up really, really nice. He's been, I don't know if he turned a corner, but he had the really bad outing in Kansas City where the Astros scored 7 or 8 in the first. What did they score? 7 in the first?
I think it was 9.
9 in the first, and he gave up 5. Then he came back and gave up 5. Maybe he was just trying to throw strikes and they just started tattooing him, whatever. But that's one of his last 6 starts where he's been pretty damn good. So all that crap at the beginning of the year in his head, and the mound was too hard, and the food in the clubhouse as opposed to being at the hotel. I mean, all of that stuff, hopefully it's gone away, and he's just assimilating a hell of a lot better. But he has looked great. 10 strikeouts and then 11 strikeouts. I mean, holy crap. That is just, or 11 and then 10. Just 21 strikeouts and 1 walk in his last 2 starts. That's really fantastic. So that's good. You know, you're getting good, big contributions from Paredes, Yordan, Pena. Altuve's been hitting lately. Trammell has been tremendous. You had Joey Loperfido, the Joey Loperfido series. It's turning out to be okay. Just 3 games under 500. And in the wild card, it's 83 games in. You know, you still have 79 games left, but you're in the wild card. So you're in the postseason when this was thought to be a lost season. They were telling you, we are not sellers. We are buyers at the trade deadline. And I don't know. I don't know. Is Dana bring somebody in?
Well, we know his plan right now. He told us left-handed bat and bullpen help. He will continue to find, or at least try to find, that left-handed bat.
Maybe Stephen Kwan will be available.
Well, maybe. You know, last year it was Jesus Sanchez. That didn't work out. Jesus Sanchez is having a much better year now that he's gone. But
he still is a terrible outfielder, and he can't hit lefties.
He can't play defense, can't hit lefties. But they went with that option last year. It didn't work out. He will try to do it again. It'll be likely a small move. He made the big move, the emotional move, nostalgic move with Correa last year, but I don't foresee something that monumental. It'll be something on the in the margins that he thinks can help boost the overall 26. And it might be number 21 and number 22, but just to add some strength there, they will always try. Now, we had a couple questions on my show yesterday about how they're going to get it done. Where can they pull from to send someplace, somebody someplace that would get you someone of any quality?
Well, they've got some minor leaguers that are thought to be decent. I mean,
yeah.
Kevin Alvarez. I guess the question, I don't know if you want to get rid of your minor
leaguers.
That's
the question. Do you have enough depth that you were willing to give up someone you like for what is currently a team that will flirt with 500 for the next month or so?
You know, I've always been not a big Keith Law guy because he's always so – the Astros are always 28th, 29th, or 30th in minor league baseball every year without fail, their minor league system. And yet here you get so many guys that they bring up through the system that actually come up. However, you know, are the Zach Coles and the Low Perfitos and are all of these guys that you're bringing up through your system, the DeCenzos, and you got the worst outfield in baseball. I mean, but offensive outfield in baseball.
So you want to fight Keith Law on this?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we get so many contributions from so many guys, mostly pitchers. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of pitchers that are making contributions.
And the moments from the guys you're throwing out there are, unfortunately, just moments. Like you'll get a Trammell home run yesterday, or Low Perfitto will have a couple of nice games in Toronto.
And then
maybe, hey, we didn't mention it. Make your old team pay with your former old team and now your new team. Some of that happened. But it's moments. When are we going to find someone who you just throw them out there, whatever spot it is, and we know that's a good player for 150 games, whatever, however many
it's
they play.
It's just not the case.
Yeah.
They'll have moments, but they're also hitting 211.
Yeah. So that's why when Low Perfitto does what he does, of course, you're chasing the Mariners. But it stands out because we don't get those. Consistently.
Yeah. They need to be. Yeah. But there's a reason that, again, they're not the biggest prospects in baseball because this is what you get. You get a guy that every once in a while will come up with a big hit, but for the most part, they're 211 hitters.
Yep.
So, that's a problem. That is absolutely a problem. The men's team last night lost in the 98th minute and, no big deal. It was our B team against their A team.
Yeah, Turkey was, as you saw by the final goal, heavily motivated to leave the World Cup with something. And as Poch talked about, they're celebrating.
That's great.
And they're going home, and we're through. And I don't know that a media member should congratulate them. I don't know if they should actually go, congratulations for advancing. But the manager of the U.S. national team was a little perturbed by questions of momentum. I think it's because I would say we are a bit of a naive soccer watching country. It's a tournament. And even former players like Marcelo Balboa, I mentioned earlier, talked about, hey, the momentum we're losing. I don't think a manager looks at it that way. He's not going to look at what happened last night and go, oh, we really need to carry over another win to the knockout round. It's a completely different deal once you get into if you lose your tournament's over.
Listen, the majority of the guys on that pitch last night are not even playing for you.
Yeah, he brought on some starters late. That's correct. Like Pulisic came on, Freeman came on late. You've had some, but
Tillman came on
late to give a guy who had played nearly 90 minutes a rest. Yeah. But you know, you're starting forward Balogun. The juice you might have been missing at times is because your lead striker wasn't playing. Pepe, for as much as he's done, I think, in the Dutch League, can't run in behind defenders. That's what Balogun does. You didn't have any of that. You saw the juice that Pulisic brought when he came in.
Oh, my God. He was unbelievable. He was great. See, I think there were a lot more positives. I would have gone in there and gone, big deal anyway. You lost the game. Who cares? You got a lot of good stuff that you brought. Christian Pulisic came coming in, and you know, and your B team playing for 98 minutes in a tie with their A team is a positive.
Yeah. I would say you can find some positives. Now, Weah is a guy who is part of maybe not a starter.
But he's not in the rotation.
he's part of your 15 or 16 you might play in a knockout round game. He would come in for someone potentially. So that was disappointing for a guy who you would likely depend on as a sub to play that way. Yeah, we'll see if they have a like-for-like replacement for
him. Berhalter was your first off the bench anyway.
Well, Berhalter plays in the center of the pitch. I'm talking about if you need a replacement on the wing to give you some width and some
speed.
But
he came in for Pulisic in the first game.
Yeah, but that was this is an emergency. Let's take this guy out. But Way is one of your wing backs or wingers, and he's there to provide width and speed, and there was none of that. So he's
Pepe
a part of your top 15.
Pepe would be off the bench.
Yes.
Berhalter would be off the bench.
Correct. Reyna would be as well. If
Reyna's off the bench.
Yeah, it's no question.
You got scorers that can come in.
It's no question. You had, like, they swapped out nine of their 10 outfield players. Only guy who had started the previous ones was McKinney. He played, and he didn't even play in his comfortable position because Tyler Adams was out, Malik Tillman was out. So it's not the team that you're going to see when you're trying to win a knockout round game. So I think it's just because there's a belief that people are just going to stop caring because we lost. So I think that's where the momentum stuff comes from. I don't think it'll affect the players at all. This is more about, hey, we got a whole country behind us. We don't want that to dissipate because we lost the match.
You did exactly what you had to do. You made it exciting. You attacked. You had your B team out there challenging like it was
fun. I think
fun.
We're smarter than to give
I would hope so.
For.
I would hope so. But
I mean,
all that momentum.
Everybody knows it
but
was
you
the
really,
B team.
You don't really think there's a momentum drop,
no,
do you?
No, but that's what has been talked about, like the momentum. I think it's an impression that the American fans just going to drop away because they lost a match that didn't matter. That's
hells no.
I'm not, but I'm different. I've been watching it my entire life, but that is what the concern was. We need this country behind us because this is a big moment, and if they lose a game, then people will think, oh, this is fake. This is not real.
Most everywhere where I'm seeing it's, okay, here's a headline, USMNT loses, but that's fine. You know what? The USMNT loses, still wins. I think people realize, and I think in this, hey, he'd have caught a boatload of crap if one of these yellow card guys got another one.
He did what he had to do.
That's all.
And like you said, you had chances to win earlier in the second half, and then they put one on late. Look, great move by, I think his name is Arda Güler. He nutmegged Pulisic.
Oh, my gosh. What a move started the whole goal.
Yeah, we're talking about Berhalter. He nearly stopped that thing in his tracks. He got there, got his foot on the ball, but he was on the ground trying to make a tackle. So Güler was able to control it, but I got no problems. I mean, the defenders who were back there outside of maybe Freeman, who came in late, none of those guys are going to be on the pitch. You didn't have Robinson. You didn't have Richards, who's their best center back. You didn't have and Ream. Those guys, I think, would have cut out some of the opportunities Turkey had. And maybe you walk away winning that game 2-0 as opposed to losing 3-2.
Yeah, right. I mean, they defensively in the first half, after a nice start, it was just holy crap.
Yeah, Stu Holden did make a pretty
good
point.
And by the way, Turkey's playing with nothing to lose.
Yeah, they were on the attack. They weren't. Yeah. They weren't playing a cagey
still
game.
Still
getting
their ass kicked when they get home.
Okay, but they weren't playing a game where, hey, a point is fine. They wanted to get a win out of that, so they were pushing guys forward, trying to overwhelm the U.S.
Great, you got three
back
points.
Line.
Now go home.
Well,
beat it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not even
like, do we have to?
What's your stupid name?
I mean, this isn't a Turkey conversation, really. It's, they did what they needed to do to take something from this World Cup, fine, whatever. You saw their fans being very excited about getting a win. It's just more about the conversation around this team. And I think you're going to see, well, I don't have to think, I know you're going to see a completely different squad lineup for Bosnia. And I was most thrilled with the fact that they could still create chances, and their system and the way they play still gives them opportunities to create chances, even when you have your B team in. I just wish one of the guys who was thought to be a real part of the roster as far as a contributor had played better, but instead he showed himself to
I think
not,
he's,
not
I think
be
he's
great.
Done.
For me, I just feel like they're really equal.
I think he's done.
I don't know
how you could put him in there again.
There may
especially be, in an elimination
there
game.
May be there will be some questions. I But Pochettino probably won't be as reactionary as we were coming off that match. And if he doesn't think he has a reliable replacement as a backup for Weah, he may get time. Or if it's a tight one, because we've had leads and Weah has been coming in. If it's a tight one late, you may not have his like for like come off.
You may not have five for five. You may have five come in, but we're such a great soccer show, if you think about it. One of the best soccer shows right now.
How would you rank the soccer shows? Soccer Matters, and then what else?
Soccer Matters, us, and then nothing else even matters in Houston. No, nothing else even matters
in Houston. A member of this show who talks soccer on the next show doesn't count?
Yeah, because Mapes and AJ don't take soccer seriously.
Well, that's true, but still, he won't even rank me in the top five.
Oh, I'm sure you're fifth or sixth.
Wait,
you're probably
so.
In
who
there.
Do you rank 3, 4, and 5? I'm just saying
we're at the top. I mean, there's Glenn. Obviously, he's the king. Yeah. But we're not the sorry people. That's what I'm saying.
What's the lady show on the weekends?
What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know.
Houston,
do they talk soccer?
We're going to talk a lot of stuff: pop culture, restaurants, and also soccer.
Second.
And also World Cup.
Second. No, third, because Glenn in this show.
Oh, Glenn. Yeah,
Glenn has his own show.
Glenn is one.
Soccer Matters.
Well.
You were going to take the top spot from Soccer Matters when the only reason you're even two
is because... Our show's longer.
Well, yeah, but you don't talk as much soccer.
Well, we do sometimes. I mean, like right now. So we're one. Glenn's two.
Wow.
The ladies are
three. I get great feedback about Glenn.
Of course.
I really do. I wondered how people... But for people who... are not soccer people. We had Reagan. Tori sent me something today. I've had four different people send me text messages.
Send us stuff. Send us feedback.
I'm sure Glenn loves seeing it. I mean, he's...
Only if you like it.
Yeah, we don't hear it.
We don't want to hear anything.
Keep to yourself.
Look, it'll keep unlikely be negative, but we don't want to hear it if it is.
Yeah, we don't want to hear
Glenn's
that crap.
The tops.
Glenn is the bomb.
Oh, wow. That takes me back.
So do you...
How long ago?
I was going to say something.
Good. Good. I'm glad you detoured.
Do you guys buy into what Stu Holden was talking about?
What'd he say?
Well, just the U.S. team had never really hadn't faced any adversity.
Well, they hadn't been down in the tournament.
No. And they faced adversity, but not everyone. Sergio Dest. I mean, what about the guys who weren't in? Does that consider adversity watching from the
sidelines? Well, Sergio Dest did come in late, but... So he was on the field when they scored that goal, but he wasn't playing in his normal spot.
He was
in
for the last 15, 16 minutes.
I think the team treated it, despite benching guys for the match or just sitting them out, treated it in a way where they really want to win. So I think, yes, that
they wanted 9 points.
So that matters, I think. First, being down at the half, coming out and scoring a goal, and then kind of controlling that game until the final moments. I think showing that you can fight back, which was a question for the U.S. team overall, people question their toughness and their mental fortitude, and would they put in would they have the grit if things didn't go well? Because things have gone remarkably well. Scoring early, all three games, and then putting another one on. Think of what happened. They scored goals right before the end of the half twice in the first two matches, which kind of kills off the game in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a bummer going heading to halftime.
Yeah. And the one you went up 3-0, and the other you went up 2, which kind of kills off the game. So being down, scoring a goal, and then playing really well, even with your backups, I think that's good. And now we wait till Wednesday.
Wednesday's going to be huge. Huge. What time is that game?
Let's treat it like every other sport. So let's just say this. All right, guys. If they lose, was the World Cup a disappointment?
The answer is yes. I already have the answer.
If they lose in the round of 32. Oh, this was definitely.
This is how we do sports talk, right?
If they lose, was
the World Cup a disappointment?
It's definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even after their first two matches.
Yes.
And the excitement of matches.
Yes. All that does is raise the expectations of we believe they can be.
And, what they are.
If
they don't get past Bosnia, then it is absolutely a disappointment.
I think they have crossed a threshold, though.
Right.
No matter whether they win or lose.
If Spain loses in the first round.
Well, that's totally different. I mean, we're not them.
Well, no.
Their expectations are crazy.
Our expectations are up there now.
We at least
not like that.
We don't expect to win the thing. We expect
to get to the quarters.
Beat a team we're better than.
Yeah.
And we're better than the first two teams we'll play.
Yeah, at home. Well, yeah, and I've talked
about... Watch those headers from Bosnia on the set pieces.
You mean it's Edin Džeko has been around forever. Yeah, he can control set pieces. But yeah, we should win that one. And then you may see Egypt, and I've talked about how a great player can change the game.
Mo Salah.
What a Liverpool piece of trash.
I'm not scared of him. I'm just telling you, you can have a moment.
Trashy
like,
Liverpool.
Like, you know
what? Let's bring out all of our pride flags for that game.
Well, we're doing that today.
Mo cares. They're against them today.
I don't think Mo cares what kind of flag
you
have.
I don't think it's going to affect them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of players don't care as much as maybe the countries do, or certain religions in countries do.
Right. Well, Mo probably cares. Mo's, and you know what? Let's go. Like, bring out your pride flag. I mean,
so Mo would be the second round, potentially.
Mo would be the round of 16.
Yeah. Well, second round meaning, yeah.
Yeah, the second knockout round game.
Man. Yeah, so round of 16.
Now, he could win a match by himself.
Now, it is a success if you get to the quarters.
Oh, big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a,
and then you take your chances because Spain may be the chance you have to take.
So let's go. I ain't scared of them, BS.
What if the U.S. What if they played Portugal and they put Ronaldo on lockdown and ended his career?
Ended his career.
Yeah,
I'd much rather
He's
play
screaming and yelling I'd so mad. Don't pass.
Who do you think he'd root for?
I'd rather play Argentina.
Ronaldo or the U.S.
You were at that match when? Remember when we were at the match at?
Yeah.
When the U.S. played Argentina, and it was an ass-kicking after the first 7 seconds, you realized, oh, my God, we're not even close to being.
Well, we are now.
That was in Copa America, too.
That was a semifinal, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was the beating of all beatings. And I had never – I think that was my first live soccer match I had watched, and I realized, whew.
That's different.
It looks way different when that team – when Argentina has
You think them having Messi and us having Michael Bradley might have been a bit of a talent gap.
Well, that's a bit of a mismatch. All right, news of the week coming your way. We'll finish up the week strong right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm talking about GimmeTheVIN.com right now. GimmeTheVIN.com is where you sell your vehicle. Sell them your car. And GimmeTheVIN.com, classic cars, GMTVCC.com. You got a classic vehicle? Holy crap, John Clay Wolf loves those. He ain't letting that one slip through his grasp. I'm telling you. Oh, he loves to buy cars. Don't get me wrong. All cars. You know what? But he's a little bit, I'm telling you, classic cars, he's going to go that extra mile because he loves them. He loves picking up those classic cars. And I think here's the deal is he sells all these cars at auction and he keeps most of the – I think most of them he keeps the classic cars because he loves cars. And he's going to give you the best deal on regular vehicles or classic. So you're looking for the best way to do it. It's so easy. It takes a couple minutes to sign up. Take a picture of your car. Send it to him. And then you go from there. And then he gives you a quote. And you can come back and say, no, it's in mint condition, it blah, blah, blah. You make your case. You take it to somewhere else. If you get a legitimate offer, written offer of more money than John Clay Wolf offered, then you take it back to him, and he'll either beat it or he'll say, no, that's a great deal, go get it. But you set the market. He sets the market every single day on every vehicle that they rate. I'm telling you, you're looking for a great place to sell your car. There's one place that you have to go. Set the market at GimmeTheVIN.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, I wish... Is Lance around? Is he...
No. I don't know where he went.
So a woman was arrested last month for trespassing at a CVS pharmacy at Grand Traverse. Apparently, she pleaded guilty, and she was heading to jail, and then she tried to smuggle in some wine, Del, a bottle of wine.
To jail?
Into the jail. She tried.
How to... so? How does she try to smuggle it, John?
Where do you think she hid it?
In the folds of her belly?
Not there.
In her... You know, she's not very clever. She just put it down the back of her pants.
Not there either.
I'm out of guesses, John.
You put it right up there.
Huh. Right up there, huh?
Right up there. It's now, in all fairness, it is one of those skinnier bottles.
Sure,
of wine.
But is it... Wow. But what...
I'm I'm the judge, guilty.
Guilty. Smuggling a bottle of wine.
Well, here's her picture. She looks...
Oh, guilty.
She looks like...
I thought you were saying guilty because she was dumb, but you're doing it because...
Well, she's dumb.
She's
dumb. Yeah, well, I mean, plus she can put a whole bottle of wine up there.
I don't want to get into why that worked and why it didn't, but...
I'm sorry.
I now know why she's
not
in
the Marion
She's
type.
In jail. She's not that bright. Whatever crime she was committing.
But who found it?
Well, they do cavity searches.
Yeah,
what do you mean, who found it?
I'm not doing that.
Well, yeah, you can't have
you know
that
what
job.
You know what worst job in America now?
Being the prison guard who does cavity searches?
Cavity search in Dearborn. Yeah. Oh, how about this? Never moved to Cambridge, Del. Apparently, Cambridge, Massachusetts is considering changes to its liquor laws. At least one bar owner not happy. Apparently, you can only serve one drink per 30 minutes. Two drinks an hour to clientele.
You going there?
I'm never moving. Not only am I not going there.
You'll be super sober.
One drink every half hour?
One drink every half hour. That's the way God intended it. It's in the Bible. Oh, it's in the Bible, in the book of Matthew.
Nothing. Yeah, that's what Who was it, the Giants? That's what the Giants were writing on their hats. It wasn't what you thought it was. It was about one drink every 30 minutes. One drink every 30 minutes.
That's it.
I'm never moving there. You can keep your stupid-ass city, Cambridge. All right?
Keep your stupid-ass city?
Yeah.
I like the dirty, trash-ass city.
It's evil. Those people are evil. Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Evil.
For me, I just feel like they're really evil.
I just feel like they're really evil. For me, I just feel like if you're going to make me one drink every half hour, shut up.
Right.
Shut up, stupid ass, you dumbass.
Dummy.
I thought this was America.
Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy.
We're done. We got to talk about Billy Brown, and then we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Right now, though, we're talking about Billy Brown and the greatness that is Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You don't know if you need... You know what? You right now... Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about me, all right? Don't worry about me and my plumbing. My plumbing's awesome.
Isn't that great when you don't have no problems? You think, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And then watch you cower in the corner
and
once...
And then you're a little B.I.
As soon as you're...
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. Where'd it be? What's the phone number?
Why does my sink keep clogging up?
What? Oh, hey, guys. My toilet's backed up. What do I do? Hey, you dummy. You put in this number, 281-488-6238.
Shut up, you dummy.
Make sure that you have that number in your phone so that you don't have to. We've gotten that before.
Yeah.
Tweeted us and said, hey, what's the number of that plumber? How about this? You know and you protect your family with Billy Brown's phone number, 281-488-6238. You're just not a good husband or father if you don't have that number.
Yeah, you got to have that number. Just put the number in your phone for when you need it. You can run around acting like you don't have a care in the world, and then when you do have a care, all of a sudden you go back to that phone
number. Be a better father and husband. 281-488-6238.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch. Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.